John Zwartjase was a normal kid. When someone called him an angel, he said,
"No, I'm not. I'm a boy named John."
All the same, he was unique and gifted in many ways. Those gifts managed to touch lives in his hometown and across the globe. San Antonio is known for the Alamo, the Riverwalk, Tex-Mex cuisine, and friendly people. Mike and Jeanette Zwartjase were among them. Mike was a banker, Jeanette a dental hygienist. In early 1986, they discovered that they were expecting another child. They already had three boys, Jeffrey, 14, Aaron, 12, and Matthew, 5. Their sons were surprised by the announcement of this pregnancy. Jeff seemed a bit embarrassed, since very few of his friends' parents were still having children. He and Aaron were concerned, too, because of their mother's miscarriage in 1984. However, all the boys' attitudes quickly changed to excitement. Selecting a name, especially for a boy, was a challenge. Their extended family had already used several names that Mike and Jeanette liked, but, after some pondering, they felt strongly about naming a boy John Joseph. John for Jesus' beloved disciple, and Joseph for Mary's husband, Jesus' foster father. In Mike's words, each of them was entrusted at different times with care of Mary and took her home with them. In addition, each lived closely with Jesus and had a very special relationship with him. We hoped that this child, too, would have a special relationship with Jesus and Mary. This name also had other important connections. Mike's grandfather was named John, and Mike's father's middle name was John. Jeanette's maternal grandfather was named Joseph, and her father's middle name was Joseph. On October 27, 1986, shortly before Jeanette's due date, she and Mike attended a funeral for a relative's father. They both marveled at the mystery of life. As one ended, another was about to begin. And, just a few hours after the funeral, at 6:19 that evening, John Joseph was born. John suffered from colic. He would cry all day, then, after a brief respite, cry again from about 7 to 9 at night, or even later. Although two of his brothers had been colicky, John's case seemed extreme. He screamed, cried, and drew up his legs. In the evening, everyone took turns carrying him, pacing, trying to relieve his pain. Aaron was especially involved. As he and Mike traded holding John one evening, Aaron looked at his father with sympathy. Next, he sighed, "Boy, being a parent is hard work." Mike and Jeanette tried a variety of remedies, but few were able to comfort John. Then, after 5 months, the colic suddenly ended, allowing John's true nature to emerge.